I would like to share a blessing of recitation of Durud-e Pak. You know, in this dunya, every person wants to be more near to the big personalities. If someone has good relations with some ministers, any wealthy person, any big, in Africa they call Lani, Sate, whatever is the status of the person. So normally people like to be more near to that big personalities. But among the makhluk, among the all creations, the highest status is the status of our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Not only in this dunya, even hereafter on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, when the all people, all the human beings will be gathered. So at that time, even Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will show the highest status of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So how we can get the company of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, not only the company. If we want more closeness to Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so what is the wazifa, what is the means for that? So Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. The summary of Hadith Pak is, on the day of judgment, the person will be more close to me. That would be that person who will recite more Durud-e Pak upon me, who is the habitual of recitation of Durud-e Pak. So the one will recite more, he would be more closer to Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. So every person wants that. So we have to recite Durud-e Pak. We should recite Durud-e Pak in abundance. Inshallah azza wa jal, on the day of judgment, we will be getting too many benefits, too many bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And one biggest bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would be on that day, the person who will be more close to Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.